B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankrolls. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. We are recording from our own homes. Dan is somewhere chilling with his shoes off. And I'm in my
shoes on.
Oh, shoes on.
And slippers.
I am in my basement. And it's cold. And I can't watch any sports while I do this.
Damn, that sucks. I'm watching the Indiana game and the hockey game.
Well, Dan, anyways, last week on the show, college basketball picks weren't very good for me.
They weren't good for me either. I think I went 1-3, and we both struggled. It wasn't just you, Joe. I mean, we both had a bad day on Saturday. A lot of the favorites went down, and it's just that kind of Saturday. Like, I don't think that, it's anything crazy. I just think we both played a lot of favorites, and they just didn't cover. It was just dog day Saturday. So, it is what it is. We move on. We've been, really good the past few weeks, and one bad day is not going to, ruin everything.
Yeah. I turned it around a little bit. I got 3-0 in XFL and went 5-2 in those UFC dogs. And, the last game of the night, though, was that Oregon game. They were up 8 points. I started watching a movie, and I turned it back on, and they lost by, like, 5.
They collapsed.
What was going on?
Didn't watch the game. I was periodically checking the score. Because I had some sort of play on the game. I was a total play, not a side play. But I can tell you, the only thing I can tell you is this, Joe. Oregon seems to have trouble on the road late in games, and it has not been an uncommon theme. I think kind of we're seeing the same thing with these Big Ten teams right now, or Big 12 teams. I mean, Iowa is losing by 16 right now, and I thought they were playing way better at the beginning of this game. Like, they were dominating Indiana, and now Indiana has taken over. And I mean, Iowa will get back into the game. It's a game of runs, but I'm starting to think that we just have a lot of teams that struggle to close out wins on the road. And I think that come March, these road wins, these impressive road teams, are really going to be the teams that you want to look for in terms of actually finishing the wing at all.
Good point. The reason why we know about the Big Ten and their home teams, right? We know all about it. I did a pure fade on this one. This was me. Nope, Iowa's a ranked team. Indiana's lost a couple in a row here. Iowa's had some big wins. Iowa's, I guess, without one of their players tonight, which, wish I knew a little while ago. But whatever, we'll see how it goes. Indiana's been known to play really well at home, and we'll see how they close out these games. But overall, Saturdays were tough, man. They're tough. And I think that's something we discussed, is during the week there's a lot of value. We gave out one on Bryant earlier today and it hit. So
That was you. You got credit for that. It was a great play. I was a little scared. The afternoon overs had been crushing, but man, that was a very good play. And I think did you call the number?
Yeah, but when we were leaving, I didn't do it on the air though.
Right, no, but we were leaving. I will give Joe credit to this. He pretty much called it spot on a number, which is, impressive, even just nailing the number, even at this time.
It would just be
just getting it spot on.
Just be great if I could, get some of these bets right. The college basketball every year, man. That was the worst weekend I've had, I think, because it was 0-7 right off the bat. Woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah, the LSU game was a fucking killer. Like, straight up a killer.
They suck. You know, actually, they're a good team, but, like, they suck. They can't close anybody out either, those guys. They go on these big leads, big runs, and they can't close anybody out. Anyways, what do you want to do on the show today, Dan?
Well, I figured we could talk some All-Star Weekend NBA action. I know we did that last year. It was very successful. We hit, I believe, everything. I'm not positive about that, but we definitely hit multiple winners in that one. I think you hit the All-Star Game MVP, and I hit the dunk contest, and we hit one other thing. I can't remember what it was. So I think it was three-point contest. I think it was Joe Harris, maybe.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was you. You had that.
Yeah. But you had the All-Star Game MVP. We did well last All-Star Game weekend, so I think we can cover that. Obviously, we'll cover the Friday slate of college basketball. And then, I mean, really, whatever. We could do NBA. We could do an NHL. And we could start to kind of take a look at the MLB futures. They're all out now. The Mookie Betts trade is obviously in the book, so there's no surprises there. And, you know, NBA future market's heating up. There's, you know, division prices, conference prices, whatever you think we should go towards. I'm okay with pretty much everything right now.
All right. I don't have the odds in front of me for the dunk contest. Maybe you do. I can
pull them up if you like.
We can go back to that in a little bit here. We do a show on Saturday mornings now, so we didn't get our podcast out last week. It was just we needed a blow. We almost needed a blow tonight, too.
I was very close to calling it quits.
So hopefully this recording comes out well, because I'm recording on my end and Dan's recording on his end, and then we're going to try to, you know,
splice it together.
Yeah, that should be interesting. So
you said, I don't think it will be too bad. I think we can do that.
Okay. So we will take a break. Want to just keep going, or should we take breaks?
Let's go for one. Let's get right into whatever you want to talk about right here, and then we can kind of take
a break. So Friday night is the college basketball slate, right? Don't care about Buffalo, Toledo. Maybe Davidson, St. Bonnie, some people would be into. I'm just going over the slate here. I always kind of go towards Harvard. On a Friday night, they play Cornell. Harvard's 13.5-point favorites. They beat Yale last week and then followed up with a loss. So they have struggled of late. Cornell stinks, but I don't trust Harvard at 13.5. So that's just one off the bat for me. But everything else, though, those Rutgers-Siena games, like, I'm out on that.
What do you think of UPenn? Because they're a decent home side facing Brown, who is terrible on the road.
7 points, me, was, though.
Yeah, 7 points. I mean, Brown is such a bad road side. Again, it's hard with these freaking, you know, Ivy League schools on Friday nights, man. They really love to just, they play every Friday, and it feels like it's a grind to get wins on Friday, to be honest with you.
Yep. Again, I think during the week there's some value, but these Friday night games, they suck, if you ask me, and I'm sure we'll look at the Saturday slate here, but yeah, is there anything else on Friday you got?
Akron Central Michigan is a pretty good game, in my opinion. I think Central Michigan, especially being a really solid home side, and they're definitely not the better team, I think that will be a pretty good matchup. And now Central Michigan's a 5-point dog. Surprised that they're that bad. It makes me kind of feel like Akron will find a way to cover that one. I don't love it, but I definitely think that if you're going to bet a side of it, maybe Akron just... The spread seems huge, especially for a incredibly good home team in Central Michigan, who is 11-2 at home this year. A couple other things quickly, Joe, just to look at. Dartmouth is 3-3 at home facing Columbia, who is 0-12 on the road, has not won a single road game this year. Dartmouth is a 6-point favorite, yet Columbia seems to be getting the insane amount of love right now. So that's interesting to me. Marist opens as a 2.5-point favorite versus Fairfield. Neither of those teams have been good, so that's interesting. Same thing with the Iona-Manhattan game. Iona opens as a 3.5-point favorite. Mm. Manhattan has not been good on the road this year. Iona has been just a terrible team in general. I would say my favorite play, Joe, if I'm looking at anything, I like Toledo Friday. In fact, why don't we PP that, lock it up, ding, ding, ding. Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
Toledo -2. I really like Toledo. I think that they're going to win that game. A good home team in a decent spot. Now, they've been really bad at covering the spread at home, but they just need a win against this Buffalo team, who I think is being overrated. And to me, I would prefer, I'll take Toledo. I'll take the home side with the short spread. I'll take them over Buffalo. I don't think Buffalo's a great team. I think their record's a little bit inflated, and I think it's a decent spot for Toledo.
All right, let's just do a lightning round on Saturday's games. We don't have the lines yet, so this is just kind of us looking at it. But rate it, those noontime games, the ones that love to lose all my money. Oklahoma-Kansas right off the bat. Don't know the spread. Don't want to guess it. But Oklahoma off a win last week on a Saturday taking on Kansas. That's an interesting game.
Yeah, and they just had a blowout win last night. Oh, someone from Iowa just got really badly hurt in the game. I do not know who that is.
I hope it's not Garza.
No, I don't think so. It's number 5. I don't have maybe Stripe or Frederick.
Frederick, he sucks. 0 points.
Oklahoma just had a massive win the other night. I can't remember where they were back against. Maybe it wasn't Rutgers. I think that was Ohio State. But Oklahoma just absolutely crushed the living daylights out of their last opponent. They've been playing much better as of late. Oklahoma's offense, again, their field goal percentage sucks, and Kansas's defense, field goal percentage-wise, incredible. Oklahoma beat the shit out of Iowa State. That's who it was, by the way. And Kansas is fantastic, especially at home. You know that you like to back Kansas at home, not on the road. That's a scary spot for Oklahoma. I would lean far away from Oklahoma.
I agree with that one. Syracuse, Florida State. Syracuse going on the road is always different for me. That they don't play well against ACC teams. Again, don't know the spread, but Florida State can put up a ton of points. I don't think Syracuse can. That's one angle. The same thing with Penn State, Northwestern, Big Ten team at home against a Northwestern team that stinks.
Northwestern is just an absolute shit show, dude. I mean, really, they suck. They are 318th in the country in points per game.
They suck.
65.
I faded that ass all last year. Every game. Like, literally. Every game.
Yeah. I mean, they covered versus Rutgers, and they did cover versus Purdue, but they got blown out by Michigan. I think it was last night. They got absolutely demolished by Michigan at home, too. So it wasn't even like a road game for them. Speaking of Purdue on the road at Ohio State. Who do you think is favored in that one, Joe? Purdue coming off just getting shellacked by Penn State, by the way, at all.
Well, Ohio State didn't play well either last week, right? They lost on Sunday to, who was it? They were 1-point dog. Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, Wisconsin demolished them. I think we both liked Wisconsin that game. They did bounce back with a nice win at Rutgers. They were up 20 points last night. Only end up winning by 6, which is a little bit concerning. But, I mean, really, really good team at home. Again, not really surprised in the Big Ten, as we kind of talked about. Big Ten teams at 72% of winning straight up at home. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous for Big Ten teams. Purdue is struggling. And they just got shellacked by Penn State. I would say if Ohio State is anywhere near somewhat of a 5 to 6 point spread, I think you really got to take a look at hitting Ohio State pretty hard in that one.
Okay. Let's see. Texas Tech plays Oklahoma State. Dayton to UMass. Don't really see anything. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, that's probably a barn burner. Ole Miss, Kentucky. Kentucky's playing at home. So Butler, Georgetown, stay away. Don't ever touch that game. And then if you really want to get in a little deep, West Virginia Baylor, that's another game that's number one team in the country hosting a ranked team. I think West Virginia can hang around on that one.
Yeah, I mean, they crumbled down the stretch versus Kansas the other night, which was unfortunate. I really thought they were going to have a chance to win that game. Again, West Virginia plays better at home. Playing in Morgantown, they feel like a much better team. not an elite road side. So I would stay away from that. I feel like Georgetown at Butler. Butler will probably win that.
They should.
I agree. I would probably stay away. I would look at Texas and Iowa State. I think Iowa State might be a short fave in that spot. I would lean Iowa State, especially coming off their just absolutely getting shellacked the other day versus Oklahoma. So Iowa State might be a side you look for a low rebound play there.
Notre Dame's played well this year. They played Duke. That Duke game last week was outstanding.
Yeah, Duke, I mean.
Dude, what happened? We had it at 11.5, and it was 7.5 before tip.
Yeah, again, what are your thoughts about Duke, Joe? This is a team that I struggle getting a good read on. I don't know how exactly to feel about them, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't love them. I don't.
You know, I keep fading them, and, I mean, they haven't impressed me. I think they're going to struggle in the tournament. But that's really all I have right now.
Do you think that this is an early exit Duke team? Because to me, this feels like a first, second round upset Duke team that we saw for.
It feels like it, but again, there's no dominant team. My opinion, I think Gonzaga is the best team. That's my own opinion.
I think Gonzaga's right there.
You know, again, who have they really played either? You know, so
yeah, and again, they had some tough competition early in the season, but it's been what. St. Mary's looks like garbage this year. I think San Francisco might have been their closest game, and San Francisco's a good team, but I mean they're not nearly, you know, they're not a top 40 team or, you know, really. So, Joe, what about Louisville at Clemson on Saturday?
Saw that. Now Louisville has performed every weekend and week out on a big Saturday.
I believe they lost last night. Correct?
I didn't see last night, but last Saturday. Pretty sure they got the win there.
Louisville lost.
Wow, Northwestern is going to beat Michigan tonight. Am I looking at that right? Or
that game was last night, and Michigan shellacked them.
Okay, I don't know what I'm looking at right now. Oh, women's. The hell? The hell are they doing to me?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
I have no idea.
I don't want to go through the whole schedule, but like Maryland, Michigan State, out on Michigan State, I'm out there. They made the list. Seton Hall, Providence, oh jeez. Gonzaga, Pepperdine, they should destroy them. We'll see what Colorado does against Oregon tonight. Another interesting slate of games this weekend.
Maryland at Michigan State is a really, really good game in the Big
Ten. I'm out on Michigan State. I'm not losing any more money on them.
Maryland on the road.
I know, but I'm done.
You're done. You're done. You're out on Michigan State for the rest of the year.
Right now, they've made the list. Villanova's on the list.
What about UNC? I know that we've talked about them.
Oh, they're on the list, too. They suck.
Virginia traveling to UNC this Saturday, so that will be an interesting game.
The thing is that UNC can score. They just stink.
Yeah, I mean... Cole Anthony can turn that team around, but it's too late for them to do anything in the tournament, to be honest with you. They're not making the tournament as well. We got Colorado at Oregon State, Gonzaga at Pepperdine, and we end the night with your degenerate special, UC Irvine at Hawaii, Saturday night at 11:50.
Whoa!
So that will be a game if I'm up. Which I actually might be because I don't have to wake up at the crack ass of dawn on Sunday morning that I'll be watching. Maybe play a little bit something there. UC Irvine is the better team in every single way. So I look for them to spank that Hawaii ass who's on a 3-game skid right now.
Interesting. All right, let's take a break. Let's get into the NBA slam dunk. I got some thoughts on the XFL, and there is the Indy 500s this week. Nope.
I'm not a racing guy. I know nothing.
Nope.
I'm like Jon Snow. I know nothing.
And you know what? Can I just, before we go to break here, we have new listeners, so I should be nice, right? I should be nice?
Yes, you should be.
How many times do you get people asking you, hey, what should I use for a book?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I think I get it every day.
I get it 3, 4, 5 times.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you to go use the DraftKings app in New Hampshire. That's what I'm going to tell you. There are other suggestions that we have discussed if you listen back to any previous shows.
If you have any questions, you can DM Dan.
There you go.
Joe gets annoyed by it, and rightfully so.
No, it's just that, like, ask your buddy how he does it.
Yeah. And I guess if people don't have buddies,
is that what it is? Oh.
I mean, I don't really know. I don't really fall into that category, so no. I'm not aware. But, like, listen, if you have a question about it, you can DM me, and I'll do my best to answer you. I get so many DMs a day. I try and answer them all, but, like, I sometimes forget about them, you know? I just move on. I kind of forget about them.
Yeah. I know a lot
It's not personal.
I know a lot of people use Bovada who gave back a bet. So, good on them for that. But
yeah, that was a free bet. By the way, we need to remember that for next year.
Yeah.
Because if we can find action bets, like Willie attempt a rush and needs to have a rush for action.
I'll put the max amount on it.
Fuck, we should put the whole world on it.
If they let us, I'm sure they'll cap us out. Hey, I had the over in that UFC John Bones Jones Reyes. Dude, that was a hell of a fight, by the way.
That was a fantastic fucking fight. I actually stayed up and watched.
What happened was Reyes legitimately was going to win the fight in the first three rounds. And then Jones was like, dude, I'm going to fucking lose. And just manhandled the fourth and fifth rounds.
Did you think that he won that fight, though?
I think Reyes won the fight. But again, what people don't understand, and don't think I'm being an expert or a know-it-all, whether it's boxing or UFC, you got to knock the champ out. You got to beat the champ. You got to fucking beat him. If it's going to go to the judges, you got to beat him. Now, I've seen, like, some boxing matches, like with Manny Pacquiao and other people's guys' countries, where he loses. That was rigged. But, yeah, if you're going to go to the judges and you're going to beat the champ, you got to knock him out, right? Or you at least have to beat him. I thought Reyes won 3 out of the 5 rounds. That's what I thought.
Me too. I thought Reyes won the fight, but if you want to get that upset, I think you have to do more.
Well, if Reyes was the champ, he wins.
I agree. I mean, but again, one knockdown in separation. I mean, this is how things are now. You're going to have to. It's not just about who evenly won the fight. You have to prove that you're the champ. I feel if you're not going to knock someone out, don't you think that that's kind of like how, well, you know, kind of where we are.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess it's the easiest way to dumb it down in UFC.
Right.
The judging, I can't really explain, but I know in boxing it's different, you know. And I like the fight. Reyes undefeated, and you know he lost, and I think he's like the next light heavyweight champ. Like he's going to be one of the next guys in there. And you know, I think this is now 3 or 4 in a row now, Dan, where the prelims have all cashed on dogs.
Yeah, again, I mean, they were crushing. What did you hit? There was another 325.
There was a 325 dog, and then last time there was a 600 dog.
Yeah, I mean the 600 cash.
So I put $25 in everything. I have fun with it, but I counted it against the record because that's what I said I do. I went 5-2, but depending on what you got the last one on, it was like +105, minus. So some people went 6-1 on dogs. So. I mean, listen, it might not work. All I can tell you is, hey, how many are there? Like, there's probably, what, 2 every other month? So every other, there's probably, what, 8 a year? I bet you the dogs win 5 out of 8 of the year.
Yeah, I mean, again, I would say that there's probably, those are just the big fights. What about the smaller?
Yeah, and I don't care about that shit.
There's like a fight, like, every week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about UFC 246s and 7s. The last 46 and 47, the dogs have won outright.
Yeah.
And we'll keep track on that. Surprise. Not at all. All right, we'll take a quick break. I want to know about these slam dunk people. I want to know who's in it. I'm doing this blind, just like I bet Iowa,
yep,
who is coming back. 10 points! Here we go! They were just down almost 20, and now it's a 10-point game. That guy, Luka Garza, man, he's nasty.
Yeah, it's a 10-point. Oh, Iowa just took a shot there. It's a, this is a very physical game right now.
If Iowa's going to lose, they're going to go down swinging.
Yeah. Iowa's putting in a good fight. Indiana is definitely out beating them to the ball. There was like a linebacking game right there. Dude just ran right through him. But this game is physical. This is a really good game right now.
10-point game and a half is not, I know it's a good lead, but.
Right now it's 12, and I'm telling you right now, the lead is not safe. I mean, Iowa just made a quick run, and Indiana came back. But, I mean, this game is far, far from being over. Even at halftime, I still think that Iowa could win this game off one stretch. I mean, they score an 8-0 run, and bang, they're four down. There's an easy way to win this game. So,
and let's not forget the Celtics and Clippers are underway. The game's about to come up at half, and looks like the Celtics are slightly up.
They are, and definitely looks like an overplay right now. 56-53.
Well, it was 224 this morning. It went up to 228.
Yeah, not really much of a surprise to me there. I did like the under initially, but it feels like the over might have been the right side.
I thought Montrezl Harrell would have a big game. He has 14 in the first half. And the bigs, though, not really doing much for the I think that's going to be the difference in the game. Watch. You watched. Montrezl Harrell will go off, and Tatum Tatum had a really good first half. I've seen that this year with him, where he goes off in the first, and he's been. I'm not going to say it, but over the last couple of weeks, he's played inspired basketball.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from.
He's playing inspired basketball.
Jaylen Brown is out tonight too. So, I mean, when a guy like that is out for the Celtics, there needs to be a step up, especially for your key players, Kemba, Tatum, those guys need to step up. Man, Indiana just hit a massive three right before half.
So oh, fantastic.
With a 15-point lead.
Yikes.
Yeah. That was a huge shot out of a timeout. 49 in the first half for Indiana, 49-34 at half. So we got a game. It's definitely still not over. I'll tell you that again. These ranked teams make runs in the second half. So I would say definitely still not over. By the way, I just want to say, again, I know we keep kind of adding things on before we go to break. If you guys could please rate, review the podcast. I know you guys have done it before. If you guys wouldn't mind doing it again. We would very much appreciate it. It's how we kind of go up the boards and everything. We are working on getting merch. I know we've been asked a million times about merch. We are asking and begging to get, for them to get merch up. We are still waiting. We can only do what we can do. And, we're working on everything. We're slowly getting there. It's the NFL season. The college football season's over, so it's just slowing down a little bit. NBA, NHL, college basketball. That'll be getting started soon. So, I mean, we're going to have tons of content. It's not going anywhere. It's just, it's slowing down a little bit because, these games never end, it feels like. And once we kind of hit the playoffs and then in basketball and the NBA, it will start really heating up again.
All right, take a quick break. Come back with some slam dunkage. I like to bet on the dunk contest. We'll come up with that coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
Over Under 985, I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. We're recording from our basements. Hey, can I go on a little troll run here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a bad week last week. And for the most part, people were like, keep shooting, Joe. Keep doing your thing. Cool. But then all of a sudden, it was like, today it's like, oh Joe, nice one, Joe. Oh yeah, you picked up. Like, okay, dude, I picked up Bryant game and it won earlier today. Like, it's just like, dude, it's a marathon, not a sprint. If I won one earlier and I lose one later, dude, I lost $10. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right. I mean, again,
let's move on. You know what I mean? Like,
especially when you win. I mean, again, and not to your own horn, but we're doing pretty well. I mean, you know, we
have listen. I don't want to flex, Dan. I'm not going to flex. I'm not going to flex 61%. I'm not going to do it.
I'm just saying, you had one bad Saturday. You know.
No. It's just listen, dude. You're probably like me, right? Sometimes I don't post the plays that I bet because I don't want to like.
I don't post almost 70% of what I bet.
Yeah, because I don't want it to go like, you know, like a bad year. Tonight, I liked Iowa. I liked Iowa, and I was the Big Ten teams at home. We know. I faded it. It's not looking good. Yeah,
it's only halftime. Like, yeah, we've seen 50
the thing is, Dan, is though the thing is, I can lose the game and I can go to bed and I don't care. You know,
I think it was a fade. Money, so it's not
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'll just bet another game tomorrow, and then on Saturday I'll blind bet the damn All Star Weekend. Like that's why we preach bankroll management, so you can bet on whatever the hell you want.
Yep, and then again, you should be betting this when you know once you've developed your bankroll. And again, we've helped you, Joe, especially through college football. Dominated college football. We both did very well in the NFL, and I've been doing very well in college basketball. I crushed the WNBA. Joe did very well in the NFL. I mean, you know, we're not the greatest. We're not pros by any means, but we do well. We get everything for free, so you know, don't complain. But it's fine. I mean, you know what? Most people who listen to the podcast don't complain, and we appreciate that. And you guys support us, and again, we really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Dan. Got this weekend. Oh, by the way, my wife loves your wife's TikTok.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't want to share that with the listeners, though.
All right, well, delete that, then.
That's fine. I'll leave it on there. I just don't want to share with the listeners, because all she does is sing. Yeah, imagine being me listening to that.
It's like me singing, right?
Oh, no, I mean, honestly.
I want to dunk basketballs, and then shoot threes, and dribble in between cones, like All-Star Weekend. Give me a car, I'll jump over it like Blake Griffin, yo.
I see, I think you might be a better singer than her sometimes, like freestyle. Or at least, like, yes, you can do it with a freestyle. She sings, like, the national anthem. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But you
know, I sometimes make up songs.
She likes doing it. Who am I to say now, you know?
I just make up songs. I'll be like, yeah, we're on the radio on Saturday, and people wake up early to call us. And then, you know, then they're like, hey, man, how can I listen to your show? And it's like, dude, it's posted online, man.
Everywhere. It's posted.
I think everyone's stoned. Should I just start looking at it like everyone woke up? And people were upset, Dan, and I can't believe we didn't think about this. We do a wake-up call. How did we not do a wake and take?
Oh, God. That is a fucking great idea.
How did that not come into the equation?
Do we have to change the wake-up call to a wake and take?
And also, while we're at it...
Thanks.
I'll share it. I'll save it for the next segment.
Okay. All
right. Remind me, that's a big market tease there.
Big market tease. Okay, big market tease for the next segment. I got you.
All right, who's in the damn skills thing?
All right, let's start with the slam dunk contest because you love the dunks. We got four contestants, starting with Aaron Gordon as the favorite at +120. We got Derek Jones Jr. He's the second candidate at +140. Pat Connaughton. From the Bucks All-Star this year.
Oh, I believe local he's a local boy.
Is that correct?
Arlington.
Yeah, Pat Connaughton. He's at +350. And around him out, Dwight Howard is the proverbial, big dog at +500. So 5-1 for Dwight Howard. Joe, out of those four, who do you like?
Connaughton.
Yeah, I actually agree. I think the value, especially with the way of how athletic Connaughton is, I think the true value for the dunk contest lies in Connaughton. And actually, that was going to be my pick as well, Joe. I think Derek Jones Jr. ultimately wins it. But I think if
who's the favorite?
I think Connaughton would be my pick, especially for value.
But there's no odds, though?
Yeah. Connington's plus 350, Derek Jones plus 140, Aaron Gordon plus 120, and Dwight Howard plus 500.
So I've always liked Aaron Gordon's ability.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice player. Do you see him being a dunk contestant champion?
A dunk contestant champion?
Yeah, I mean, these are dunk contestants.
I think he could.
I think it's Derrick Jones Jr.
What's Dwight Howard? What's he?
5-1 plus 500.
Fuck it, I'm going Howard.
I'm gonna roll Connington, and I think I might scrub.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of things going in Connington's favor here. Okay,
Connington. I think Derrick Jones Jr. can fucking. That dude can play. That dude is athletic as fuck. He can dunk. I think I'm gonna sprinkle Derrick Jones Jr. in and roll with Pat Connington. And maybe throw a unit on each or half unit on each and have some fun with that. You know what? Give me my official pick for this one, Derrick Jones Jr., and I'll put in a little bit on Pat Connington. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Three-point contest, Joe. Your second favorite. Trae Young plus 300. Duncan Robinson plus 350. Joe Harris plus 350. Davis Bertans, almost Celtic. Plus 400. Buddy Hield plus 500. Devin Booker plus 500. Zach LaVine plus 900. And Devontae Graham plus 1,000. Who you got there, Joe?
I'm sorry, what competition was this again?
This is the three-point contest.
Sorry, I'm looking at second half bets. Three-point contest, huh?
I'll tell you. I tell you where I think.
I'm looking at my thing right now, and I don't see it on here. All Star Bell Skills Challenge.
Do you want me to read the odds to you again?
All Star Slam Dunk. Where the hell's the 3-point contest?
I will read.
My book not giving it to me.
Apparently not. I'll read it to you again. Trae Young plus 300. Robinson plus 350.
Don't know who he is.
Joe Harris plus 350.
Ah, the returning champion.
Davis Bertans, almost Celtic, plus 400. Buddy Hield, plus 500. Devin Booker, plus 500. Zach LaVine, plus 900. And Devontae Graham, plus 1,000.
Devin Booker.
I like Devin Booker.
I like Joe Harris, but Devin Booker.
Give me Buddy Hield, plus 500, as my 3-point contest pick.
While we're at it, Dan, it's a pick'em second half. Yeah. Between the Clippers and Celtics, what are you thinking?
Ooh, I would lean Celtics there.
And the second half total is 111.
What was going in the first half?
128, 118. Ooh. So they're trying to get you at 229 to go over.
Ooh, yeah. I would lean over. I would lean over there. I would lean over.
Okay.
Yeah. Lean over. And I definitely like the self-expected there. All right, Joe. Final thing. You're going to roll with Devin Booker?
I am rolling with Devin Booker.
Devin Booker plus 500. Okay. Joe, skills challenge. The skills challenge this year. We kind of talked about this last year. Big men struggle. So the big men who are not as talented struggle, but surprisingly enough, there's almost no guards this year. Really interesting. A few guards, but not many. We'll start with Spencer Dinwiddie, the favorite. And I call him Dinwiddle, by the way. I know everyone hates that.
Yeah,
Dinwiddie. Plus 350. Chris Middleton, who is too big to be this size, or this price. Plus 350. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, plus 400. Jason Tatum, plus 400. I think he made the finals last year, if I'm not mistaken. Pascal Siakam, plus 400. Patrick Beverley, if he's not hurt, plus 550. Domantas Sabonis, plus 750. And Bam Adebayo, the long shot, at plus 1,000, a.k.a.
Ooh, I'm looking at the odds right now. So, well, I'm going to go Dinwiddie Tatum.
Yeah,
Because Tatum won the skills last year.
Did he win it or did he get to the finals?
Oof, don't remember now.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
I mean, Patrick Beverley's probably really... Yeah, he's injured, though, so let's take him out.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would roll with Beverly, especially being injured.
You know, Siakam would be an interesting choice, but yeah, he'd be interesting.
Tatum did win the skills competition, by the way.
I'm gonna go Tatum back to back.
Yeah, I like that. Give me. You know what? Screw it. I agree. Let's go all in. Let's give me Jason Tatum +400 as the skills challenge winner. I think he's the perfect size. He has lots of speed, lots of athleticism. And Tatum is the kind of guy who is, like, good at everything, but not great. Like, not super elite at anything specific, but really good at everything. And skills challenge, you need to be good at legitimately everything. Fits Tatum to a T. I like Tatum for +400. So I'm going with Tatum +400 for the skills challenge. Buddy Hield +500 for the three-point contest. And Derek Jones +140 for the slam dunk contest. And I would sprinkle Pat Connaughton +350 as well. Joe, you have Dwight Howard +500 as your slam dunk contest. Yeah, and
That's a feel bad for me pick.
Yep. Devin Booker +500 for your three-point contest. And you have Jason Tatum +400 and Spencer Dinwiddie +350 for the skills challenge.
That's right.
Anything you want to add there? Is that it?
Oh, sorry about that, everybody.
That was cute. I like that.
But I do want to just mention quickly the Wilder Fury fight. That is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And I just want to tease it. What do you think the line is, Dan?
I know the line. I've been very, very careful. I've been looking at the line and been very in on the line and paying attention to kind of everything.
Okay. I'm going to just quickly. Deontay Wilder's a slight favorite at -115, where Fury's -105. So it's essentially a pick-em, okay?
By the way, Fury open is the favorite at -115. Not that it's a major move, but...
And the over is 10.5, which I would take. Which is slightly favored. All right. I'm going to give it another week. Deontay Wilder has one of the hardest punches I've ever seen in my life. Like, he is not a great boxer, but he has a great knockout punch. It's a great knockout punch.
Agreed.
And he actually did knock down Fury with it. Fury's a better boxer. He's a better boxer. And I think the only thing that scares me about Fury is he's done WWE stuff and, you know, he's more Hollywood now and that kind of thing. Fury barely was not going to win his last fight if he didn't knock the guy out with his knockout punch. And that's easy for me to say, right?
Right. Do you think Fury has any chance of knocking out Wilder? And again, I don't want to get too deep into it.
Ooh, but if there's odds on that.
There is. Fury to win by KO, TKO, DQ is +500.
Yeah, it won't happen.
I think the way to bet this fight, Joe, and again, this is my personal opinion, I think if you like Fury, you should bet Fury by decision +160, and you can hedge with Wilder -115. And I bet you by the actual start of the fight, you could probably get a Wilder -110 line. Mm. But I think Fury has a chance of winning. It's going to have to go to distance. I'm not a boxing expert. You know more than me. But just from what I do know, the research I've done on this, isn't the way to go Fury by decision and then Wilder just to win? And you know, you're looking at a nice edge there.
I feel like boxing is always trying to progress the sport. Like, this might be the best fight we see, and then I don't know what we get. Does Joshua come back? Like, where do they go next, right?
I would assume Joshua would be the champion of whoever wins this fight.
If this thing goes the distance and it's close, it's going to be a draw, and there'll be a third.
Interesting.
I think the over's the play, Dan, but there's value on the under on that knockout punch.
Fight ends in a draw, +1,700.
Ooh.
So would you go like this? Would you lay 1.5 units on Fury to win by decision, one unit on Wilder to win, and therefore you're basically, sorry, 1.5 units on Wilder to win, 1.2 units on Fury to win by decision, and then maybe like 0.1 or 0.2 units on a draw. You're covered on all bases, and you're still making money.
You got a week to think about it.
I did, yeah. But just a nice little preview right there. I think that that
fight. I also want to know, like, you know, people shit on Max Kellerman. The guy knows boxing. I want to know what he thinks. I want to know what some other guys think. You know, Dan, I'm weird when it comes to boxing. I was close to the sport. You were with me when we were at the Kowloon a couple weeks back, and we met my old boss. Who was part of the Mouthpiece Boxing Show.
Yeah.
And myself and Billy, like, we produced that show often. And, like, we spoke with all the greats. Lampley, Bert Sugar. Like, we had guests on that, like, you wouldn't believe that were boxing insiders. You know, this might not go over well here on the podcast, but, you know, there was a chance maybe that Mike Tyson could have been the greatest boxer of all time. He was, everybody he beat, he destroyed. But I think he was fed those opponents. Meaning, once he fought somebody, what happened? And granted, you went to jail. All right. That's like the easiest thing to say. But like, you put him against Evander Holyfield, and, you know what I mean? Just once he actually fought, like, real boxers, he struggled.
Yeah.
And this isn't a Joe take. This is, you know, if you watch Rocky, right? I mean, Mick always said, yeah, I threw those bums at you. You know, this guy Glover's not a bum, and boom, he knocks him out. You know, I don't want to use that analogy, but I do wonder, though. There is always that wonder with Mike Tyson if he didn't go to jail, you know, and the whole Buster Douglas getting knocked out, not paying attention. Like, if he kept his head on straight, could he have been the best boxer of all time?
Yeah.
Probably.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Do you think Wilder is kind of cut from the same kind of cloth there?
He kind of reminds me of like a real poor man's Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
Big, just like him, right? I mean, they do look alike a little bit. Stature, for that matter. Maybe Lewis was bigger. But Lewis was a better, just all around better fighter. I don't think Lewis had the knockout punch like him. Like, dude, it's just so weird. The sport's dying. It's a dying sport. But say what you want about Floyd Mayweather, the guy was the best defensive boxer of all time. It was boring as hell. It was tough to watch. But it was a skill. It was an art. That's what Wilder is. He's a guy that's in there. He's going to take punches. He's going to, you know, he's going to come at you a little bit. He has skill. His footwork's okay. It's just, besides that punch, he's beatable. The problem is he's beating everybody with that punch.
Yeah.
So, again, easy to sit here, right? If I'm in the ring with Wilder, he knocks my ass out in 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, that's, you know. I mean, I love you, Joe, but I'm not sure, you know, you're getting in the box. Either you or I are getting in the boxing ring anytime
if
soon.
If you put me in a ring with Tyson Fury, I'd be more scared. He's bigger.
Yeah.
And he fucks with you, too. He, like, does, like, the eyeball bullshit and the... You know, and I'm like, dude, stop fucking with me. Just knock me out, you know? Just come on, dude. I need a good nap.
At least you get a good payday out of that.
And I get paid, right? I get paid. Anyways, I want to tease something coming up here on the other side that I was going to do during the last segment, but I think it's better to do it. And anything else that's on the table here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over Under 98.5. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. Don't forget, everybody. This weekend's Valentine's Day. So Friday night, of course, is Valentine's Day, but sometimes Valentine's Day bleeds into Saturday a little bit. Know what I mean?
I'm taking that multiple ways. into the Saturday.
But Dan, you know, it was funny. I was on Toucher and Rich this week, and I was mentioning how, like, you can make sweetheart tarts with, like, certain sayings of it. And our buddy Sean Silver was like, oh, man, we need it. We need over 195, you know, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Like message candies?
Heart candies?
Valentine heart candies. There you go. So, like, I tweeted it out there, and people were like, follow, never fade. You're not a square. You're a sharp. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. In. Illinois sucks. I'm trying to think of ones. Oh, the wrangle. Just wrangle. Yep. But I love it.
That is correct. And yeah, I will. I'll say maybe we might have a surprise for tomorrow's show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, for Friday's show, or Saturday's show, I guess.
What else could be on there, Dan? Fade or follow?
Maybe. Maybe Lipschatz and Murray.
Who you got?
Maybe Wrinkle. Maybe fuck Illinois.
Ooh.
You know, some fun stuff. We'll see.
Ring that bell.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there. We'll take some pictures. Maybe.
Awesome. We'll see. People were sending in suggestions on that, but I really got nothing else, Dan. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm just dabbling right now. Like, I'm fucking bored. Like, the XFL, by the way. I want to get on that.
Yeah, we should definitely discuss that.
I don't know how to cap the games, really. It's been lucky. I mean, it's square, right? One dog won all weekend. Yep. Or is that true? Yeah, one dog won all weekend.
One dog and one over.
That's right. And I got a feeling the Vince angle could pop in this week.
Yeah, I actually don't think that's maybe a bad have more scoring. It, to be honest with you, if they want to keep ratings up, they need points like bad.
We need 3-point plays.
Yeah,
we need 3-point plays. We need a lot of things. So, the Vangel is what I'm looking at this week. The Vince angle, maybe more scoring. Also, Landry Jones will be playing for Dallas this week, and I believe Josh Johnson will be playing for Seattle. I forget who it was. Oh, by the way, was it Seattle? Yeah. No, not Seattle. St. Louis had Tiamu at quarterback. Remember him at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Something, I think, off the field happened with him. But he, dude, he was the most impressive player of the weekend.
To me, that was Cardell Jones. I thought Cardell Jones.
I disagree. Jones, I think, can play. Like, the Chargers cut him. He can play.
Don't you think he's a legit NFL backup quarterback?
Absolutely. Yep. I actually think he can play. He has skill. Watch Tiamu this week. I think he had an off-field thing that kept him out. He looked good. And I remember him at Ole Miss. I think he actually was like second to Tua Tagovailoa for rushing yards in the SEC 2 years ago. As a quarterback.
Yeah, and I don't
know. So he was impressed. Everybody else, like Christine Michael, that guy sucks. Remember him?
He had a nice run with Seattle for like 8 games and then completely burned out.
Oh, he's done. He's done.
I know.
Matt Jones was a running back for the, remember the Redskins? He was playing last week.
Did he go to Arkansas? Or is that a different Matt Jones?
No, you're thinking of Matt Jones, the old quarterback who was converted.
He was a running back. Running back, yeah. All right, fair enough.
I thought he was a quarterback at one point. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
He played everything.
Nobody else. There was a kid, not Smallwood, the running back.
Darnell Pumphrey.
Pumphrey looked good.
Yeah,
I saw him.
I watched him. He looked very good.
Whoever Smallwood was, though, big receiver, looks like a tight end. He had a couple of touchdowns. And when he scored, he did the Randy Orton from WWE.
Yeah. I'm blanking on his name, too. That that kid looks like he can play in the league as well. I saw a few guys, and I was like, eh.
I saw a couple of linebackers that I was like, And then there was one corner that, like, I had, like, 10 targets.
The defense looked, like, terrible, dude. The defenses were fucking...
Yeah, Coney Ealy was, like, running around
Ealy was terrible. I mean, again, I just remember the Patriots traded for that guy. Not that they gave up much at all, but, again,
They traded, like, a second-round pick, maybe a low third-round pick for him?
I think they traded, like, down, like, six spots in the draft for him.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
It sucks.
That's all that happened.
But this week, though, I think Dallas bounces back. I think DC United continues to win. Who is the favorite of the win?
I'll pop the lines here for you. Let's see. We got the Guardians -7. The DC Defenders -7 versus the New York Guardians.
So the Guardians weren't bad. I got to give them that. They were the only dog to win last week.
Yeah, I actually thought they were one of the more impressive teams, too, which is...
Yeah, it's just the game was so damn boring. Mark Trestman sucks.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh.
He does not know how to mess it up. Yeah, he sucks.
Oh.
The Tampa Bay Vipers, who I think were the favorite who lost last week, right? -2.5 over the Seattle Dragons. That total, by
the
way,
I think that's the Trestman team. Yep. Aaron Murray was the quarterback.
43.5 is the total in that one. Total of the DC Defenders game, 47. Sunday, we have the Dallas Renegades -4 over the Los Angeles Wildcats. The total in that one is 48. And to finish out the weekend, the Houston Roughnecks -8 over the St. Louis Battlehawks. The total in that one is 49.5. So all these totals, and I saw they were opening at, 47, 48, 51, 50. All of them have been bet down, every single one of them. Has been bet to the under, which makes me think, Joe, we're going to see some overs this weekend.
The Vang.
I do. I feel like we're going to have some, it's not just going to be, going for three-point conversions. I think we're going to see flags. I think we're going to see flags and ball movement and everything favoring the offense because Vince wants points. They got to get points. They can't go 3 out of 4 games going under. And no, technically it's, one of them would have gone over, depending on where you got the line. But you can't have 3 or 4 games going under.
I think the gamblers will watch, no matter what. But there needs to be a little bit more excitement, and maybe just a little. I'd love to know if there was like the replacements. This guy just got out of jail and he's playing running back. That would make it.
There needs to be some sort of angle, something.
Hey. Dude, I thought the Indy 500 was this weekend. Am I wrong?
I think...
I see motor racing in here.
I think the Indy 500... Maybe it already happened? I don't remember.
I don't know. Whatever.
May 24th.
Maybe I was wrong. Okay, yeah. Then there's something this weekend that somebody asked
so
me.
So it shows about. You exactly how much we know about...
I'm sorry. I did do New Hampshire radio once in my life.
Wow, right. And there we go. NASCAR Experience 300, I think that's what it is.
Oh, the 300, okay. Yeah. I thought it was the 500.
One of the things I do want to get into, not this week, but coming up in the next few weeks, Joe, draft props. Because we fucking crushed NFL draft props, and there are some up. I actually already bet a few, yeah, there are some draft props up. They not a ton, but a few. And I think that, we should take a look at, what we can find on these props. So next week or so, maybe we start looking into that.
All right, dude.
Anything else? Or do you want to finish off with questions? We have a few questions.
No. You have questions?
You have a few questions. You okay with questions?
Yeah, all right.
All right, come on. A few questions, and we'll finish off. People are okay. All right, question from Brandon. Who do you guys think will win the Player of the Year in college basketball? And who do you like to lead the MLB in home runs? Say the MLB
Ooh.
For later.
Yeah, we should do a baseball. Maybe we'll have Matt McCarthy on from Hardcore Baseball. Yeah. Because he doesn't really... he doesn't know much about gambling. But I think if we were like, dude, here are your odds, you pick a guy, he might be able to come up with that.
Great. No, I definitely think he would. I don't think you need to be a gambler to do that yet. Question from our buddy Jack. Have you guys seen Uncut Gems yet? Not sure if you talked about it on the podcast, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Have you seen it, Dan?
I have not.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you why you'll like it. You know, it comes off to me like the Jewish uncle.
Okay.
That, you know, they have, like, dinner with the family.
Yeah.
You know, the parents fake it till they make it. You know, like that kind of thing. A couple of violent scenes that you're like, okay, like this dude's kind of in the shit.
Okay.
But I don't know. Long story short, like, no, I don't want to spoil anything. I'm sure you know what it's about, but this guy's a jeweler. And he, like, sells jewelry to, like, big-time people. Well, he must have big-time connections, right? Because he has these big-time people coming in. But he's got a big-time gambling habit.
Gotcha. Interesting. All right. Well,
a lot of Robin Peter to PayPal.
Did you like it?
I did, actually.
Yeah. How'd you
like it? You know what? Though at the end, I don't want to spoil it.
Don't,
at the
don't
end,
spoil
though,
it. Don't spoil it.
I was pissed at the end.
Interesting.
Not at the movie. Not at the movie though.
Something happened.
I was pissed. Yeah, something happened.
Well, don't
damn
tell
it.
Me. Don't ruin the movie for me. Question for you. How did you like the sports Pope in it? Was he any good?
He was good, yeah.
Interesting. I think he's got an action career out of him.
Oh, well, I can't do the Francesa.
You can't do the Francesa. We've tried that before.
That Adam Sandler.
I think probably your best one.
That Adam Sandler. He fits $25,000 a game on the coin toss.
I think that's your best Francesa you've ever.
He might as well just pay. He might as well just buy me a new car.
Still,
I'm working on
better.
It.
You're getting better.
Oh, it's getting better because it was bad.
It wasn't bad. It's getting better. I like it. I can deal with that. All right, you got anything else, Joe? You want to wrap this up?
We got a show on Saturday.
We got a show on Saturday. Saturday. We will go over All-Star Game scores. Our All-Star Game, I guess the actual.
Oh, we're gonna do. Well, actually, yeah. The Saturday night is the special plays, right. And then should we even give an All-Star? Should we even give an All-Star Game pick?
Maybe Saturday. There's no lines up yet, so maybe
right.
Saturday.
We'll cool. So we'll have that. We'll have the lines for Saturday basketball. We'll have the lines for probably some Sunday games. As well, we'll probably recap the XFL a little bit more, and I'm trying to think what else is this weekend.
Let's see.
That's it, and then next weekend is
NHL. Maybe we'll look at some NHL this weekend.
Next weekend is Fury.
Yes, next weekend is Fury. So, programming announcement, I will be here this weekend and next weekend, the following weekend, so I think it's the final weekend in February or the first weekend of March. I will not be here. There will be no podcast this week and that week unless Joe wants to do it by himself. You're welcome to. Didn't think so. And I will not be there for Saturday's show. I think my first vacation is 2.5 years.
And Dan never celebrated his honeymoon. So.
Still haven't even done that. This is not even the honeymoon.
You know what? I'm going to throw this out there. If anybody has a suggestion on who should fill in for Dan Lipschitz.
Ooh, I like that. In on that.
Or a fill-in or a guest.
Okay. And
It needs to be, like, somebody that, like,
let's be careful here, Joe, because when we say guest, we cannot have on your Twitter capper. That's not...
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, I'm hitting 75%,
kid. That's not happening. We can't do that. We need to get...
Talk about somebody that can represent
the
station.
So
someone
you like from DraftKings or maybe someone you like from another
station. I don't think we can have... I'd love to have a Barstool guy on, but I don't know. I mean, do they listen to... Hi, Barstool guys, do you listen to us?
There are a few that listen to us, yes.
Well, I know of a couple, but... they're my friends.
Awesome.
So I don't know if that's like, do they listen? Like, does Prez listen to us?
I don't know that. I don't think so.
Because I know they're, like, big on Twitter, like, bettors. Like, hey, did you see this guy? This guy's doing well. Oh, my God, this guy's on that pick. And they roll with it, you know? I mean, I'm sure everyone, right? Dude, when we're hot, dude, like, see my followers jump up. When I'm bad, the followers jump up, too. Let's fade this guy. I'm gonna save it, but
did you get the big market tease out of the way?
Yeah, that was the Valentine's candy.
To make sure. Let's go. Let's hold it up.
We're still waiting on our Bankroll Boys t-shirts.
Yep.
Still
waiting on merch.
We have the old ones. If you want to buy them, you can reach out to my buddy Pedro over at American Ink and Thread. I believe he still has those.
The official ones eventually are coming.
Yeah, and those are the unofficial t-shirts where we're not making money off it anyway, so it doesn't matter, I guess.
No, exactly. We're not making anything off that.
It would be cool, though, if there was a shirt that just said Wrangle. Oh, and by the way, good catch on Twitter. The guy in New Hampshire who found the plate, license plate that said Wrangle. That was good. Did you see that one?
I did see that. That was pretty sweet. By the way, Iowa making a run here. From 20 to 11. The lead is down to 11. So.
How many, what's the score there? What's the time?
There is 10 minutes left.
Oh, damn! Alabama! Iowa. I can't say.
Time to, for Iowa.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
Yeah, you're going to get shit for that tomorrow. so there's that. Again,
Ray, they told you to build a baseball field, Ray.
Fucking Field of Dreams. If you guys can rate review the podcast, I know you guys have done it. We really appreciate it. In just one small way, you guys can pay us back. We appreciate it. And if you hate us and you want to tell us if you hate us, you can do that too. So that worked.
I'm wondering who we can have for a guest in 2 weeks, Ray.
I would say maybe a DraftKings guy. Someone at DraftKings. That would be my guess. But you know, maybe you like someone from the sports hub. Maybe there's someone at the sports hub we're not thinking of. Maybe. I was going to say maybe for the big fight it could be Billy Laney. But you know what? The big fight is the weekend I'm in, unfortunately. I'm an asshole. So. Ooh.
Well, maybe we can, like, have, like, Billy do, like, a minute Laney thought.
Yeah, if he wants to call in, for sure. I'd love a Laney. I love a Laney, I don't know, we got to think something like that.
We could just come up with a bit that goes, and now, deep thoughts with William J. Laney.
And I'm going to be super serious when he does
it. And he'd be like, all right, kid, listen, here's Wilder and Fury. Yeah, I don't know what he'd say.
Something along those lines.
I'm starting to think of guests now, Dan.
All right. That's something good. You have a
Hey, team. Who else is, like, cool in the betting world? Like, I like the guy. I like some of the guys that, like, you better you bet. I'm trying to think of my buddy Joe O up in Chicago. Yep,
love Joe O.
We have our buddy Greg has us on all the time from VSIN.
Yep.
I'm trying to think.
Marty Will Brinson from CBS.
Oh.
Yeah, he would love to do the show.
Yeah, he. I think he was out of the country this week, and we couldn't get him on. I don't know. I might be wrong about that.
That's out of my press range. Also, by the way, listen to Joe next week on Toucher and Rich. He'll be on almost all.
Look at that plug.
There you go. You forgot about that. So there you go.
I'm doing Monday through Friday, and it's going to be hard.
There you go.
Because I have to work another job now.
Joe has to be a person now.
Takes away from it. You know what's funny, though, is I've gone to a couple of places where they've been like, are you here for the podcast? Like, no, I'm here to sell something else. I'm here to sell something else that is not going to help me.
Sorry. Can't give any hot takes about the Iowa basketball team tonight, but
that guy's a kid, man. He can play those Hoosiers, though. They can't close out. Where's Bobby Knight to get on these guys? What's his name? Arthur Miller?
Arthur Miller.
Didn't he get bumped out of Arizona?
I think he did. I think that's correct. All right.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? By the way, college basketball kind of sucks this year. Can we just say that?
No, I agree. I think
it sucks. I need a star. Who's a star player? Give me a star. Is there a star? Oh,
there isn't one right now, and it's boring. There's not even a fun team. Like, San Diego State's a fun story, but, like, does anyone really have a chance to win in the tournament?
Boring. Oh, boy. They played last night, right? Or two nights ago?
Yes, Kanter might have just got hurt.
Here comes Tristan Thompson.
Nah, he's just being a big baby. Okay, he's fine. Anyways, yeah, I think we're good. I think that's it for the night. I'm tired.
I think I'm overtired right now, and I don't want to hang up. It's like, you know, you ever like not want to hang up the phone?
Yes, I understand that.
This is like me right now. I'm thinking that we should like do betting odds, a betting odds bracket on sports movies.
I like that.
Well, we need to do that when there's no content, like 4th of July.
We'd say that for the summer.
Like 4th of July week?
When we have to talk about the fucking Red Sox.
And the hot dog. No, 4th of July is the hot dog eating content.
Yeah, that's true. We even have content there. It's the fucking Red Sox that we don't have content for.
Oh, God, baseball sucks.
God.
No, but like odds, if you had to place odds on the best sports movie of all time.
Place odds on the best sports movie of all time.
And it depends because they're like, I like Major League, okay? Yeah. Is it the best sports movie of all time? No.
I like Major League.
The Natural? Love it. Is it?
Nope. Space Jam?
Space Jam's good. Hey, listen. You know, the program was one of my favorites. I was playing ball when that came out. Boom, you know?
Ooh, Southern Miss just brought me home a nice W, winning 16-6.
A dub.
Nice dub.
Hey, at least, Dan, if I lose, you win.
I guess there's no wrong there.
And,
huh?
And you know what that means? If you won Southern Miss and Indiana wins, and we hit the Bryant game earlier, that means it's a 3-1 night. And that means that if anyone bet our games tonight, they won.
3-1. Nice.
And that's what we try to preach here, is that you can lose a game. It's okay. As long as you win the other one.
That's fair. I agree with that.
We will leave it on that note. He's Dan Lifshads. I'm Joe Mari. Stay tuned. We have the Over Under DraftKings show this Saturday. Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there. Courtesy of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
You gotta give it a...
Who you got?
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.